Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Garrett Jones. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Silva. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a line drive into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chavez moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis bunts towards the mound. Silva fields it and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to third. Johnson moves to second. 1 out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chavez scores. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Morneau. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Morneau steals second. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau moves to third. One out. Garrett Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morneau scores. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Punto hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bartlett moves to third. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartlett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kust is 0 for 1 in the game. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a line drive towards third. Punto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garrett Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Blanton covering, for the out. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Buck. Tyner reaches second base with a double. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive towards the mound. Silva reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee who is chasing the ball. Castillo reaches third base with a triple. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mauer scores. Cuttier moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 2 in the game. Buck hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Garrett Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tyner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blanton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chavez hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cust moves to third. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 2 outs. Denys Ray is now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Cust scores. Johnson scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gurrier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Castillo bunts towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Suzuki and he is out, Ellis applying the tag. 1 out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartlett strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Neshek now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 0 for 3 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuttier for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to second. Alan Embry now pitching. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Jason Tyner. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunter moves to third. Jones moves to second. Lou Ford pinch runs for Jeff Cirillo. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Punto for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing left field. Joe Nathan now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cust strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.